All right, a little shortened version here today of the Rad Life. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.
And when he means short, he's talking about the duration of the show.
That's right. Well, I don't know. So, let's do... I don't even remember going.
Oh, did I stomp you?
You
there
did today.
Wow.
Kind of got me off.
That's
on that
good
one.
Day. I stomped Paul.
All right, so here we go.
Stomp an Irishman. Call in and stomp
an
Irishman.
Wow, wait a minute. We do, on this side of the table today.
We do have Check Out California coming in for about 15 minutes. For about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to just rant and rave here.
So we're really saying this is a warm-up to the Check Out California show, which
just
has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Just
right
to get people
upset. Just, you know, people actually, thank you. Well, it's opening day at Del Mar, right? And I was supposed to go there, and I just didn't make it.
We have a caller right away.
This is, by the way, what he's talking about, right?
We have a caller right away here.
Who wears an ascot anymore, right?
That's right.
Are you ready, sir?
Go ahead.
Got to get your headsets on.
Who's our caller?
You got to get your headsets on. You won't hear the caller.
Don't tell me to put my headset on. Go ahead. Who's the caller?
You have a very famous caller. We have Ole Hansen's grandson on the phone right now here.
Phil, are you on the air?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. So what are you...
Phil Hansen. Hi.
Hi, Phil. It's Rod. How can...
Does everybody know who Ole Hansen was? Everybody in your community does. Does everybody
don't
else
get him started.
Huh? Who was Ole Hansen? Tell us who your grandfather was real
who
quick.
Who was your grandfather, Phil?
My grandfather was the founder and builder of San Clemente, California.
There you go.
He was much more than that. He was also former mayor of Seattle.
Mayor of Seattle.
He also negotiated a...
legislator in Washington State, and he also was the founder and builder of Lake Forest Park. And he did quite a bit of foundational work in... Oh, I'm sorry. I got to turn you off so I can talk on the phone.
Yes, right.
Whatever floats your boat.
Right.
Okay. You know how that works.
Yeah, we know.
But he also founded Lake Forest Park in Washington State as well.
Right, not down the street here near El Toro. This is up in Washington State.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which interestingly is based on the same principles and philosophy of, you know, Village Beautiful, but just with a more northern western coastline feel with pine trees and so forth, as San Clemente was for Spanish Revival. It's the same philosophy, different skin. Wouldn't you say that?
We got 10 Phil? Minutes in the show,
absolutely,
and you're talking
absolutely.
About the intricacies okay. of architecture?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So
they were very tight, Teddy Roosevelt and Ole Hansen.
Really? He knew Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, he tried to get nomination under
Teddy
the Bull Moose Party.
Teddy used to come and visit Ole over at Rose Cottage outside of Lake Forest Park, which he built for his wife, my grandmother, Mary May Leona Rose. And they would go horseback riding together.
Okay, but Teddy. But that's not what's really burning you up right now,
so
Phil, right? What's burning you up right now?
Off? I mean, you got that sounds like an idyllic life. Your grandfather's hanging out with Teddy Roosevelt. He's a mayor. He creates a city. Life is good. What could you be upset about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm upset about. Number one is the toll road.
The toll road.
No. But wait, Phil. You're all the way up north. Why is the toll road down in San Clemente pissing you off?
Because San Clemente forever to our family is a work of art that our grandfather had a lot to do with creating.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And so we honor that work of art, just like anyone would honor, say, Pinky or Blue Boy or something they'd see in a museum.
So do you think that there's
we're fist bumping because, here while you're doing this?
Because here's what I'm feeling going on these days, right? I think there's a complete lack of integrity in everything that's happening.
Okay? No. Yeah. The whole world, the whole country?
There's no friggin' integrity, right? There's no authenticity.
You're wrong.
Okay.
In-N-Out still has.
Wait a minute. The show with you and I is in 10 minutes. This is my time. Don't tell me I'm wrong on my own show.
Okay. I have to disagree with that, just in the fact that there are people like Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson,
there you go.
Who is out trying to make a difference, and he's rich. And that's perfectly fine. I've never had trouble with rich people. I've never had trouble
it's
with
not a, it's
poor
not a, it's not what I'm talking about.
Class people.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about in terms of wealth. Okay. I'm talking about that just there's seemingly, I'll use an economic term, a diminishing rate of return, okay, mm-hmm. on personal accountability, on authenticity, On actually looking beyond your own personal gain.
Because it's
on integrity.
It's what you can get away with today. If you can get away with it, it's a good thing. If you can't get away with it, then it's a bad thing. That's the measure.
Well, now, Paul, are you saying people only do the right thing when somebody else is watching them?
I think
and
today, yeah.
When they're by themselves.
And my father's
but that's the whole definition of integrity.
And my
it's
father's,
what you do when nobody is watching.
Exactly.
And my father's World War II generation, not all of them, but most of them, held themselves to a personal standard. I'm not going to do this because it's wrong.
Right.
Even if nobody ever catches me, even if it profits, I might wrestle with it. Gee, I could make a lot of money, but I'm not going to do it because it's wrong.
Right. I'm the same way. I have a very strong moral code.
Now, today, we see politicians and priests and everybody, if you get caught, it's bad. If you don't get caught, then it's okay. I'm a good Irish Catholic. I can attack the church. I still go.
Let's talk about something that I found very interesting today, right?
What's that?
Anybody else catch the, by show of hands in the studio, anybody else catch or hear about the press conference launch of the, you know, this friggin' whatever it is, boondoggle.
I thought he hasn't had one in 3 weeks.
Boondoggle about the integrity in the election process and finding out if there's fraudulent elections.
Oh, the election commission.
The election commission to prove me right.
To prove the 3 million illegals voted. Yeah, right.
It's a smoke screen. It's a diversion.
Everything he does is a diversion.
Okay,
that's the truth.
Okay.
Everything that this guy does is to divert you, get you upset.
That's right.
You are.
That's right. Exactly. What he did.
Then what he does.
He interfered with your phone call right there.
Pass legislation that is atrocious while we're watching them do their antics.
Well, he's gonna strip down the EPA, and we're not going to be able to breathe, and we're not going to have clean drinking water. And
Department of Education is toast.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
State Department's toast.
There's a proposed cut.
There's two things I just need to get off my chest that are today specific.
Okay.
Because God knows I got enough baggage to bring into here, okay? The ascot is not one of them. Actually, I'm kind of enjoying the ascot.
I was pissed off that you had an ascot.
Can I get a show of thumbs on the feed? How many people like the ascot?
You got to look in the camera.
How many people like the ascot over here? Okay,
looks good.
Okay, thanks. So, anyway, so here's the two things, okay? One, today they announced they're going to cut 40% out of the training programs for the Department of Labor.
Yeah.
So how do you make America great again by putting people back to work that you need to basically retrain out of their archaic and obsolete skill set by cutting out 40% of the training program for the Department of Labor? Hold on. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, this friggin' sham of an agency that's basically headed by the vice president is going to look into integrity of our voter base, right? And he kept making reference to the word legal, like you don't freak. Okay. The claim is 5 million votes were basically fraudulent votes and voter fraud, basically, right?
But for that, he would have won.
Right. So, the popular vote. So other than the fact that he actually won, okay, that seems to be escaping him all the time.
Well, why aren't you? You won.
Let me ask you this. Why would you stand there in front of the whole country and say that the states, we've asked the states to give us the information.
Right.
And some of the states have given us the information. And I'm not quoting specifically exactly, but the essence is some of the states have given us the information. Of course, information that was already readily available, by the way.
Right.
And then some of the other states, 40 some states, are basically saying, heck no, we're not giving you this information. It's a dissemination of private information.
Right.
And he says, referring to the states that are not giving the information, oh, they'll give the information, because basically, if somebody doesn't disclose information, you got to ask yourself, why are they not disclosing information? Honest to God, that's what he said. Okay? Because when somebody doesn't give information, they must have something to hide. Let that sink in for a minute.
That's usually the case.
Tax returns, buddy?
But this is the guy who didn't release his tax returns. This is a guy who said he didn't have any meetings with all the Russians. Oh, except those other 10 that we keep finding about. Or is it 12 or is it 14? This is the one that said there was nobody in the meeting, the last one we had. Oh, there was two people, four people.
Or the people in the state that are this week griping about the increased tax on gas, which I'm not for or against. My instinct is to say, why more taxes, right? The people that are griping about sales tax added on gas.
Why not?
Right, hold on. Added on gas. But they're the same people that are supporting the friggin' toll road. And they're using the logic of you can't put tax on gas because the poor commuters are basically being penalized because they're the ones that are going to take the brunt of it. So $7 a toll each direction is not the same as increasing taxes.
Of course it is.
So can I summarize? We only have a couple minutes left. Here's what started this today. I wake up every single day.
He walked in.
Every single day. And I think there's a lot of Americans now. The election's over. We should be down to doing business again, not worry about it. I could wake up every day and there's something I read that pisses me off. And to the point I have to run and look at it. I'm expecting it to be there, whether it's a local issue like the toll road or a state issue or a federal issue.
Has been crazy since that guy got elected.
Yeah, every day.
It's been chaos every day.
He's the deflector in chief.
So, but let me.
He's been dismantling our foreign and domestic policies.
Dismantling
the presidency. You mean when he basically left
it? He's dismantling the United States.
So
throwing it to the dogs.
So here's the devil's advocate position,
comrade?
Though. I can say comrade. I have a problem saying comrade. I can also say it in a couple of languages. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Okay, but that's my educated background. But here's the thing, okay? Here's the devil's advocate on that one. We're all watching.
Yeah.
And it's happening.
But we're all watching. Right. We're glued to the friggin' TV like it's a reality show, right?
I can't turn it off.
It's a bad reality show.
Okay, so when do we exercise the exact and should we actually? Because here's the thing, right? If we turn it off and we don't watch it, it's still going to be taking place.
Then
right?
He gets away with it.
It'll be after the elections in 2018. Mitch McConnell and his group have got no desire or inkling to do anything about him.
No.
Now, my feeling was they got Pence on the ticket because they felt that they could control him. At some point, they would ask Donnie to leave, whether it was by impeachment or resignation, with the threat of impeachment. But I don't think they have. I think they're going to just let this nonsense play out and play out.
So what? So let's
ride it into the ground.
You're hearing it here for the first time. We're about a year away, right?
Yeah.
What happens in 2018, gentlemen?
I don't think
wise sages that are older than me.
Right now, I'm going to tell you, it's not the overwhelming thing the Democrats think it's going to be, because the base is still solidly with Donald, and no matter what you say, he said it all. He could get caught shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue, and his supporters would still doubt it.
Okay, part of the problem is, though, that the DNC is still out to lunch. Okay? They've got no leadership. They've got no message.
They're horribly divided.
So let's start with this. Let's define what an entitlement is, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I look at Social Security and I look at Medicare that I've been paying into for 40-plus years. That's not an entitlement. That is an earned benefit. So let's have the DNC
get that message out. Not according to the GOP.
I don't care what the GOP says. They lie. Okay, and they have never reduced the size of the federal government.
Never.
They claim that that's what
they're
all
about.
They
come in and Reagan increased the deficit, Bush increased the deficit, and Trump's going to increase the deficit.
You're boring me with details. It's all about the emotion, isn't
it? That's it.
You hit that. I just teed you up for that.
You teed me up because...
Well, it is true that
we live in a post-fact society.
He deregulated
alt-fact,
so much.
Alt-fact.
And it continued.
Ask Kellyanne Conjob.
Because you had a society running,
ooh, I like that.
Running crazy.
He just got excited.
I mean, it's just without regulation. And what they want is a more unregulated society, to the point where, you won't even know if you buy a candy bar and it's safe.
Exactly.
Exactly. Our air, our water, everything else. Yeah.
Go back to the
chemicals
era
being used for weeds.
Which we saw in the late 1800s when all of this stuff was created. That's when they created food and drug. And that's
so where
created
do we, where
stuff.
Do we, right. we got about three, we got about, we got about, we got about 3 minutes. We need to basically go, gone.
We got to do less
but,
than that.
Okay. But so where do we find ourselves in 2018? Or even more so, where do we find ourselves in 2020?
Here's the only answer I can give you today.
Are we still standing in 2020? Are we picking up stuff between the rubble in 2020?
Here's the answer I got to give you right now. Tune in to the Rad Life and follow this journey.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's fine. I tell you, I really want to hear from people when they listen into the Rad Life, which is 12 to 1 every Wednesday, because this is really part of our joint journey. And I got to tell you, I am concerned.
I am too.
I am seriously concerned about where the heck we're going to be. Is it going to be food lines? Is it another depression where you got rubber barons and railroad barons and basically everybody else is thrown to the
water
side?
Water barons. It's Nestle.
Well, water barons has been the case in California for a very long time, starting with Doheny and otherwise.
Toll road barons.
Okay. So thanks for joining us for a very short but very, I think, emotional and interesting. Phil, call back anytime. And
tell us some more stories about TR. I love Teddy Roosevelt. I'd love to hear more stories about TR.
We're going to go take a break.
I could talk all day about that.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and he can, yes. And we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with the Check Out California radio show, Your Key to California Hospitality, with this gentleman right here and myself and our very interesting guest.
Thanks for letting me be a guest on your show, Rat.
Thank you, Greg.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gontos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.